This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Owen Schroeder now hosting the fourth hour here of the Alex Jones Show. And I was watching Mike Adams host with the great guests. And as Mike said before he signed off, this is breaking news, this is huge news, and I'm reacting to it. I'm like, yeah, okay, you can't really, how do you not go back to that subject? But what I like to do, and this is why InfoWars is so important, and we've done this with so many other stories, it's the human intelligence angle and the human intelligence aspect of what we do here, to have the experts on, and then break a news story, and then call and have people on the ground confirm it. And so that's what we're going to do here in the fourth hour. So if you are in the East Palestine, Ohio area, or an area affected by this, because we just saw a report yesterday where dead deer are popping up all along these creeks and riverbanks around East Palestine now. No gunshot wounds, no nothing, just dead. I mean, who knows as to why, but that was being reported yesterday. We played that clip. So, the situation doesn't seem to be getting better other than just time is passing. And some of the reporters that went there said that they could tell it just felt different in the air. Their skin felt a little different after being there and then leaving and coming home. But you can only imagine what it's like the last month in East Palestine, the month of February 2023, from a train derailment to a chemical bombing, essentially. You get napalm, you get chemical napalm done by Norfolk Southern. And now, in the aftermath, you realize that that was like the worst decision they could have made. Of all the decisions, they chose the worst. It really makes you wonder. But is the town just going to be devastated by this forever? In their water? How long is it going to take for them to recover? Or is everything just fine? In fact, you know, I'm sure it's no big deal. You're actually in the year 3023. You think it's the year 2023? No, it's the year 3023, and you're getting hit with weather weapons, and you're getting hit with chemical explosions and infrastructure collapse and biological weapons and chemical weapons and poisoned mandatory injections, population control. No, that's just the world that you're in now. And I think people are finally starting to get it and look around like, what is going on? All these disasters. So I want to take calls from people in Ohio or that area. If you have friends and family and you're talking to them, do they have any hope for the future? Are they seeing the effects in the water and the food still? Are they concerned? Or have we heard from the Amish? I'm not hearing anything about that angle. What about all the Amish farmers in the area? Are they going to be feeling the impact of this? So I'm going to give out the number now. I'll give it back out on the other side as well, just because a lot of radio stations don't pick up this first 5 minutes. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. So if you're in the Ohio area, the East Palestine area, and you want to respond to that or just tell us what it's been like, please give us a call. And this is just, I just want to... You're not going to see this story, and you have to wonder, what was the big story? Even CNN and MSNBC last night talking about COVID coming from a Chinese laboratory. Oh. 3 years later, they're going to tell you that. What is that about? What is that about? Remember, Tucker Carlson played a compilation last night of maybe 1% of what he could have played. Of all the news and everybody telling you it's fake news that it came out of Wuhan lab, conspiracy theory. Oh, now they want you to think that. Why?
I've got some good news. Our high-quality supplements really work, and we have about an 80% reorder rate with customers. That's the good news. They're amazing. The bad news is around 1% or a little less of our actual viewers and listeners ever go to InfoWarsStore.com and ever actually buy the products. So you're missing out on these products, plus it funds the InfoWar. Think of what we've done with just 1% of our massive audience actually buying products. Think what would happen if those of you on the fence actually went to InfoWarsStore.com and got some of these amazing products. I would recommend Turmeric 95 for your joints, your bones, inflammation, to get one of the biggest effects so you reorder and see how great it is. Also, we've got the super high-quality full-spectrum CBD oil that's so good for your neurological systems, your brain, your joints, your bones as well. Or Real Red Pill Plus. Just go try the product, fund the InfoWar, and help us defeat the new world order together. InfoWarsStore.com.
Broadcasting live from the UN stronghold, Austin, Texas. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
All right, the calls are already pouring in from Ohio right now. We gave out the phone number after all that incredible reporting from Mike Adams and his guests on the situation in East Palestine. I wanted to go to Ground Zero in Ohio or Pennsylvania or anybody in the surrounding areas that's seeing the effects of this, and the callers are already lining up. The number to get in, 877-789-2539. And this is part of the important aspects of InfoWars, is the human intelligence, this mothership of communication of a lot of people that are banned. Not just the people here on the air, but the crew, the audience. So how do we communicate? How do we get the truth out? We know it's being hidden from us. We know the mainstream media lies. We know our government lies. How do we communicate? Well, this is one of the big platforms right here, and that's why they want to take it down. But the good news is we are listener supported. So they can't go after big corporate sponsors. They can't threaten us with big corporate sponsors pulling out or telling us what we can and can't report on. That's the beauty of things around here. Listener supported with your support at InfoWarsStore.com. And, of course, we have the great supplements, all the great products, and Alex's new book. The final signed copies on sale right now. Alex's new book. Final signed copies. He's done signing them. I would imagine he's probably sick of it by now. So this is it. Final signed copies, Alex Jones, The Great Reset, and The War for the World. And we're listener supported. You make it all possible. So we thank you for that. And I'm only doing this hour today. I've got legal stuff going on in and out of court. And so I just give a big shout out to the audience that has also supported me through that. And let's just remember that I am fortunate of many of these defendants to not be rotting in a jail cell. And many are. And so let's not forget about them. And let's not forget about the lack of humanity that we have from the current Democrat Party to be holding political prisoners for political stunts for their agenda. Mostly against Donald Trump. And of course to, well, turn America into whatever diabolical hellhole they have in mind. But hell, you know, these are the people that celebrate abortion. That's what they do. So what do you expect? If you don't want to buy a product at InfoWarsStore.com, you can also go right there and click the donate tab. And that's how everything we do here is possible. We thank you for that. Okay, guys, we're ready to go. We've already got a bunch of callers from even East Palestine on the line. And so let's start with Julie, who's from East Palestine in Ohio. Julie, you are on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Taking my call. So I grew up in East Palestine. I live just outside of town now, but my parents, my family all still live there. And it's just a mess. We we don't know what to believe, and we don't know what's going to happen long term.
Now, is your family still there, or have they left?
They evacuated initially. So my father is about a quarter mile from ground zero of the actual derailment. So he was evacuated that Friday on the 3rd. And he was gone for about a week to 10 days. Then the EPA came in. They told him it was safe. And so he did go home because he was sick of not being at home. He's 72. He has one lung. And he's already survived cancer. So I'm extremely concerned about what this is doing to him. I've begged him to leave, to come closer to where I am. I'm about 30 miles away. But he's lived there his whole life. This town has deep roots. People have lived there for generations, and they don't want to leave.
Man, one lung and still toughing it out after the chemical fire that just engulfed a large landmass right outside of your town, and he goes back in. And is he telling you that he's having any problems breathing or anything like that?
He's telling me everything is fine, but I can hear in his voice labored breathing. Yesterday when I talked to him, he was coughing, and I questioned him, what's going on? Why are you coughing? He said he's got the cold that's going around town. So,
Everyone's going around town. Yeah, right. That's reassuring.
Everyone has flu-like symptoms right now, and a lot of people are having nosebleeds. A couple of the girls I went to high school with, they work right downtown, right behind the railroad tracks. I mean, the tracks run straight through the middle of town, so all of the businesses in town, they're right there by the tracks. So they're all having nosebleed issues, rashes on their skin. A lot of my friends' pets have hair falling out. It's just, I don't even know what to do.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Are they hearing about any other news with, like, pets and animals? Because, I mean, we saw a bunch of animals dying right after this. Now we're seeing dead deer along riverbanks and creek banks.
We are seeing dead deer right outside of town. Not so much in town. It's mostly smaller animals, wildlife, like, you know, the minnows in the creek immediately were just floating.
Yeah, I mean, that basically, that getting into the water basically nuked whatever was in that water, and probably any deer that drank it are probably just on, you know, a timer at this point, I guess.
Right. But the good news is we are starting to see, like, for the first few days after they did that quote unquote controlled burn, there was no bird song. There were no little critters like squirrels and chipmunks running around. But we're starting, my dad saying the past few days, he's been woken up by the birds chirping. So that's positive to me because we did see a lot of dead birds in the area. And as far as bigger animals, the dogs, the cats, my friend is a cattle farmer. Her cattle, her goats, they all seem to be okay. But their water sources on their pasture had to be fenced off because they're all covered in a film. So they're having to bring in, you know, bottled water for their cows, for their bigger animals.
Oh,
which it's not sustainable long term at all.
Yeah, that's tough. I don't know how you do that. And we get a lot of plastic gallon of water coming in to that.
Yeah, well, President Trump, a lot of water. That was, you know, we got water from Trump.
Oh.
We haven't gotten anything from Biden.
Oh, yeah, Biden. Yeah, he's not interested. No. You don't bring Biden up.
No.
But Booty Judge gave him a visit. He stopped by for a camera moment. You know, he had a Kodak moment. He had his photo op, and he left.
Yep. Yeah, he didn't do anything.
Well, now Booty Judge. Now Buttigieg is Inspector General to audit Pete Buttigieg's use of FAA planes. This is like Sam Brinton stealing luggage. Pete Buttigieg just flies around on the government's jets. And he says, I don't know if he used one to fly to East Palestine, but he says, I mostly fly on commercial flights in economy class. And when I do use our agency's aircraft, it's usually a situation where doing so saves taxpayer money. I'm not sure how flying private would ever save taxpayer money, but that's his excuse.
Well, if he just needs to send more black construction workers to East Palestine, and then we'll be fine.
Hmm. That's his solution. All right, Julie, thank you so much for that report from what you hear from your family in East Palestine. Let's go to Casey. Same situation with family in East Palestine. Casey, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Casey.
Yeah, hey, Owen. I don't even know what to say right now. I'm just so furious over the whole situation. I have family. I have my parents. I have children. All living in East Palestine. You know, my son goes to work every day directly across the street from the trail's derailment.
Yeah, there's a school. You know, there's a school. I mean, how far is it from the site?
Well, the business. No, my son. He's grown. I'm 45 years old, but my son goes to work directly across the street from the derailment. Yeah, he's got a newborn. You know, he's still working. You know, he's got to support his family. He just bought a house. You know, it's on the other end of town. The house is. And then my parents own a small farm up the road.
Well, you said how angry you were. So let me just put you on hold here through the break, and you can tell us your frustrations. But I think we can probably imagine, folks. I think we can probably imagine the frustrations of the people there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health. Not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once per year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
All right, this is breaking right now. Train derails in Manatee County near Sarasota Bradenton Airport. Hazmat crews are responding after a train came partially off the tracks in Manatee County this morning. A train derailed and 6 cars tipped over. One of the cars contains about 30,000 gallons of propane. Fire and hazmat crews are monitoring the propane car for leaks until it can be righted. So, why don't we just go in there and blow it up? You know? That seems to be the idea. Worked in East Palestine, right? This one does not appear to be nearly as bad, however, but seems to be every day there's some sort of a train derailment or plant that blows up or a large fire. I mean, this is just the trend. This is just the future you were promised. We've got more calls from Ohio I want to get to, talking about finishing up with this East Palestine story. And let's go to Jason now. Jason, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
What's up, Owen? Longtime listener. I'm about 24 miles west of the thing. I work about 12 miles from it. Every day you can see there's like fallout clouds still floating around. It's like I'm a geoengineering watcher, so I'm always looking up, and we're getting like we got like summer thunderstorm clouds. Everybody here, they're just like a lot of people are complacent. The people around there, I mean, I went there. I'm a health conscious person, so I can like tell chemicals in 5 minutes, headache, stomach ache, girlfriend got a rash. The people in that area that think it's okay, it's not good. It's not good there. And just that chemical load, the more toxins you take in, it just gets worse and worse and worse. But we just started getting rain, so that fallout's everywhere. I have a pond. I had a film on my pond. I'm checking the drainage ditches every day and taking pictures. There's this weird, like, brown, filmy, bubbly stuff everywhere. It's pretty wild, but it's, like, it's widespread, and who knows what that stuff is. And they're just denying everything, and I don't know.
You're saying the rain caused your pond to have a film on it, too? Like, the rain caused that?
Yeah, like it rained, and then the wind blew in the morning and, like, pushed, like, the little film on the top all to one side. I have videos of all this stuff. The drainage ditches are out, like it rains, and then this area, like the water all goes to the drainage ditches. So I've been going to the collection points, and there's just like this foam, and it's just weird stuff that I've never seen, and it's everywhere. It's like, it's stuff you would see next to like a pig farm or something, but like it's everywhere.
You said you have this on video.
Tons of them. Give me, what's the email or something? I'll send you a bunch of them.
Well, sure.
And every day, and I'm 24 miles west, and every day I look out my house, and you just see, like, from East Palestine. And, like, when I drive to work, I go to this high range, and you can just see this. Just, it's weird. I don't know what it is, but it's East Palestine. Weird. And then, like, at night, you can go outside here, and it was super bad, like, the few days after they blew it up, and point a flashlight in the air at night, and it looks like you're in the middle of a blizzard snowstorm with all this stuff. Who knows what it is?
Just like particulate dust?
Yeah, but like a lot. There's a little bit here and there, and there's water vapors, all this, but I mean, it's crazy to see. But I don't know. I don't know if we got to like move or what I'm going to do. I got a homestead here, like a little mini farm. Who knows? It's like, you want to eat that stuff?
Many people are having the same concerns you are, let me put you on hold, and let's give Jason an email to send that video to, and we may have the writers write up a story. They may be interested in writing a story about that. So we'll gladly review that video that you have, Jason. So guys, put him on hold, and we'll get him an email to send it to. And then in the meantime, we will go to Craig. Let's go down to Craig here in Ohio as well. Craig, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alan.
Hi, Craig.
Hey. I'm upstream of the spill, and I'm also west of the spill. So I'm really not at any super risk, but last weekend I was down in Cincinnati with my daughters for soccer, and, you know, we had to eat out. We were crossing over the Ohio River, right, which is all downstream of the spill. And so I thought, well, we're going to have to eat out. So I started looking at where the water came from. And, you know, down in Cincinnati, obviously, it's coming right off the river. And we were staying 30 minutes north. So I started looking it up, and I looked at the Google, you know, and I started seeing that in Cincinnati it said, you know, it didn't say anything about a risk of water being contaminated. But when I looked at the city north where I knew it was safe, it said clearly, you know, no risk of pollution from the water, from the river. So, you know, it's just funny how everybody's covering themselves and protecting themselves. You know, I knew that, but it's just funny to see it and then watch everybody cover their trail. This concerns me so much because, you know, we go back to COVID and, you know, it was all over everywhere. I mean, it was nonstop 24/7, right? The only way that was a real risk is shoving people into hospitals and killing them with remdesivir and stuff. You know, this is an actual real risk.
Right. And they make the common flu into COVID-19 and they make it the biggest deal ever. They hide the truth about it in a lab and then they don't talk about this true disaster in East Palestine, this ecological disaster, health disaster, humanitarian disaster. They don't talk about that. They build up COVID. And you know why that is. That's because they have a narrative. They have an agenda. I want to quickly make sure we at least get Daniel a shot to talk here in this segment before we take a break. Daniel's a pilot who's in the air right now and wants to comment on what he's seeing. Daniel, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
Apologize for the bad audio here. I'll do my best. I fly for an aerial survey company, and my boss lives about 40 miles to the east of East Palestine, Ohio. And it's just one of the things that she has mentioned to me was she doesn't understand why all these people are getting on radios and TV and stuff and talking like they know what's going on around there, but they're not even getting the name of the town right. She said that the name of the town is East Palestine. It's always been that way since she was a kid, like 50 years ago. And so I would... The argument the other day, you know, if somebody was running around talking about Chicago, they've probably never been to Chicago. They probably know nothing about Chicago. So anybody that wants to call in and act like they've got some kind of inside information about what's going on there, at least get the name of the town right if you're claiming to be from there. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to have to double check on that because the people I've talked to said it is Palestine, and we have somebody on the crew who's from Ohio who said it's Palestine, so I don't know. I mean, I was told that was the right pronunciation. You'd think Palestine, but I've been told it's Steen. Has there ever been a guy... Daniel, are you flying the plane right now?
Just calling it a different name now, you know?
Hold on. Are you flying right now? Are you literally flying the plane right now?
Oh, yes, sir. I'm about 1,000 feet above Texas right now, flying a pipeline. I call into Harrison's show from the air all the time.
This has got to be some sort of a landmark occasion. I mean, how often does a guy flying a plane call?
Ladies and gentlemen, InfoWars has proven itself the last 28 years to be over the globalist target and having the biggest effect out there against those tyrants. And we fund our operation with viewers and listeners' support while selling you great products at the same time. So I want to thank all the viewers and listeners who have supported us over the years by spreading the word, praying for the broadcast, and buying product. But I really want to encourage those of you that have been on the fence, that have never actually gone to InfoWarsStore.com, to go there and get the great books and films and supplements and survival gear that's there that won't just empower you and enrich your life, but again, will keep this broadcast transmitting. So whether it's Real Red Pill Plus or our super high-quality CBD oil for the 50% off or a great fizzy magnesium product, or whether it's Down and Out, our great sleep aid that's back in stock, it's all there. Our turmeric, 95% cumanoid, strongest out there, turmeric 95, it's all available at InfoWarsStore.com, and it keeps it on the air. So make the decision to enrich your life and keep us on air, InfoWarsStore.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's
800-932-5140. Got next on your bingo card in the year 2023? What's next? UFOs, aliens, chemical explosions, train derailments, infrastructure collapse, biological warfare, meteorological warfare? What comes next? All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines here. We've still got people on the line from Ohio that want to weigh in on what's going on in East Palestine. 877-789-2539. If anybody else from the area wants to comment on the news that broke today on the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams. Let's go to Jonathan, who is in Cincinnati. Another caller from Cincinnati talking about it. Jonathan, go ahead.
How you doing, Owen?
Good. Thanks for calling.
So, I mean, I remember when it first came out, and then I immediately emailed my local EPA, and then I'm about to go to the email. She immediately said, thanks for reaching out. And then she sent me the press release that they sent everybody. Like, I'm just a normal resident trying to get some information about water, which should be available to everybody. But that was.
And I'm guessing the press release says nothing to worry about, just like the last caller was saying.
Yeah, it said nothing to worry about. Everything's good. But what I'm really trying to call in about is me and some people from my university are putting together a fund to get some crates of water together so we can keep bringing that out to the people in East Palestine. But I emailed a lot of people, like toxicologists at my university, just to see if it's okay to go out or precautions to take. And I got nothing also, so looking for some info.
Well, take
on
your
that.
Own water, I would say for sure.
Yeah.
But, what are you at the University of Cincinnati, or what university are you at?
Yeah.
So a pretty big university. And are students talking about it? Is this a topic that the students talk about?
I feel like when I go out, I'm the only one early even like thinking about it.
I remember that. I remember that feeling.
Crazy,
it is. It's actually, it's eerie. No, it's actually eerie. I remember specifically one night, me and a buddy of mine were out drinking at a bar. And this is when Crimea was being invaded. And we were talking about it. And someone behind us was like, overheard us and asked about it or whatever. We're like, oh, you don't know? Like, you don't know? And we realized just nobody knows. Like, nobody knows anything that's going on. Nobody knows there's fluoride in the water or cares. Nobody knows these vaccines aren't safe, aren't effective. No, it's just like, it's just crazy. It's like, oh, nobody knows. It's like, yeah, big deal. What's the big deal?
Yeah, you kind of feel like a burden talking about it.
Like, I mean, Cincinnati, it's not like it's that. I mean, how far is Cincinnati from East Palestine?
Yeah, we're only 4 hours away. That's why we feel like, man, I could do something to help these people out. I go to a big university. We can get some stuff together, get a U-Haul out there.
Nope, you don't get that as a human interest story, huh? That's crazy, man. It's eerie, but that's part of this dystopian future we're in. That's part of this twilight zone we're in. Like, you're looking around at the fellow humans, and it's like, they don't even know, they don't even care. Like, okay. I guess this is why Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab want to eliminate humanity,
That's the issue, too, because I'm from Cleveland, and I know, like, you talked about the 15-minute cities out there, and it's just people are just going to be like, yeah, it's all good, like, just move on in.
Oh, and it's never going to work. Trying to make the cities we already have into 15-minute cities is never going to work. You got to build entirely new infrastructure and everything, which they could do with $150 billion, but that went to Ukraine. Jonathan, thank you for the call, and best of luck in your endeavors with some of your friends there at University of Cincinnati to try to help the people in East Palestine. Let's go to Matt in Ohio. Matt, you're on the Alex Jones Show. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen?
All right, Matt.
I just wanted to say I've had a slight headache in the base of my, I'm about 18 miles northeast of East Palestine in Youngstown. I've had a slight headache for a week and a half, 2 weeks. Hasn't been anything too crazy, but just listening to the callers, I'm like, you know what, it could have something to do with it. Probably nothing, but also I wanted to say one of the local carpenters unions is donating time and resources to the efforts that he's in East Palestine.
Well, what's wild is we're going to have to find out all this information for ourselves, we the people, independent researchers, investigators, and we're going to find incredible stuff, and it's just going to get ignored by the mainstream media. It's going to get ignored by the U.S. government and covered up. And then they'll report on it in 5 years and tell us that they're breaking the exclusive story.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Just like they're doing with COVID now out of a Chinese lab. I mean, do you know how laughable that is?
That's hilarious.
It makes me wonder why. It makes me think something else is going on. Like, this is the information war against China, and Biden's like, oh, or whoever, you know, Biden's probably not even thinking, oh, you want to help Russia? You want to arm Russia? Oh, okay, well, why don't we tell the world that you made the virus? It's like, even China's probably like, everybody already knows that. You guys covered that up for us. Thank you.
Oh, you're not wrong. I mean, you really got to think. 5 years ago, we were all crazy. Anything that was declassified that we want to bring up, you know, it's on paper, it's on record, you can prove it, but it's conspiracy theory.
There was a story, and Matt, thank you for the call. There was a story, I think it was the New York Times. It was like, masks didn't work, or masks don't work. What did we learn, or what lessons were learned? I don't remember who published it. And it's just like, nothing. If you're the one that needs to learn the lesson, and if you're asking the question, then the answer is nothing. The answer is, you were wrong. But not just about the masks, about everything. So no, you haven't learned. I don't know what it's going to take for you to learn. You'll never learn. Write about the Wuhan lab, write about the masks, write about the vaccines. What lessons were learned? Well, you're the one that needs to learn lessons, so if you have to ask, you clearly haven't learned. But it's like going to be the same thing here. Oh, Biden did a great job, but they don't even claim, they're not even claiming Biden's doing a good job. They're just acting like it's not a problem. Like, oh, everything's fine, the water's fine, the air's fine, the land is fine, nothing to see here. And the fact that there was a movie just released about the exact same scenario 4 months prior, you know, what's the big deal? The fact that they ran a simulation with a thing called My ID the week before, what's the big deal? The fact that the EPA lowered the standards for what was considered to be a toxic amount of vinyl chloride, what's the big deal? What's the big deal? None of that means anything. All right. We're going to come back in the final segment here, and I want to show you something that's happening in Sydney, Australia, and then a couple news stories before we conclude the Alex Jones Show. Remember, folks, InfoWarsStore.com is how everything we do here is possible. Your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Final copies of Alex's book, Final Copies of The Great Reset and The War for the World by Alex Jones, are on sale right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Once they're sold out, they're gone. That's it. It's over. I don't think he wants to sign another book for the rest of his life. And, of course, don't forget about the great supplements as well. Like the entire InfoWars MD line, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Laugh when I read this headline. This is very serious stuff. Biden administration's secret weapon, Jill Biden, visits Africa.
Oh. It's the Biden administration's secret weapon is Jill Biden, is it? The secret weapon is Jill Biden. Wow. Well, this just, I thought that was mind-blowing. And then I saw a statement apparently Joe Biden made today. So unreal, I don't even believe it, and I'm thinking it has to be fake, but it doesn't look fake. I mean, but there are a bunch of fakes out there now, and so you just wonder. But also, Joe Biden says things like, I like kids rubbing my legs down in the pool, so that's real. He said that, so you never know with Joe. But a video of him talking about a nurse whispering sweet nothings into his ear. I'm not kidding. This is Joe Biden. This is the Democrat president. By the way, what's the difference between Andrew Yang and Marianne Williamson and Bernie Sanders? Is that when Andrew Yang realized that the Democrat Party process and primary was rigged, he left and started his own party. Marianne Williamson and Bernie Sanders either don't realize that or they don't really want to win. I think that's the case with Bernie. I think he just wants to run, make $1 million, buy a new lake house, and then not be president and work for 4 years. He's not a working guy. He doesn't work much. He's a bum. And then there's Marianne Williamson with her crystals and orbs. I kind of like Marianne, but she's complaining because her and Bernie are getting left out of all the Democrat Party polls, and they don't get invited to the Democrat events, and they don't get treated like a good Democrat candidate should. And yeah, you don't say, yeah, the Democrat Party is totally rigged and corrupt and they don't want you in there. Yeah, I thought you already figured that out. No, you didn't. So she's upset she's not getting recognition. Now, I want to play this video. And we've got the pushback happening. And this is what the left is not used to, specifically the social justice group class type left. They're used to just shoving their agenda down your throat and not getting any pushback, specifically with the LGBTQ stuff. And so now that there's pushback, they don't know what to do. And now when they call you a homophobe and you don't care, they don't know what to do. And so there's a book that's now been written by the creator of Libs of TikTok, Shia Rychik. Libs of TikTok creator Shia Rychik, who helped set off the moral panic that led to countless LGBTQ people being falsely accused of grooming kids, is publishing a book for children, says Media Matters' Ari Drennan. I love this. Falsely accused of grooming kids. Oh, you're right. I can't sit here and play you an hour of video with grown men pretending to be women, dancing around in lingerie, accepting cash tips in their underwear. A San Francisco gay choir saying, "We're coming for your children." I've attended the damn events where they have grown men in leotards and tutus dancing for kids, and they bring the kids up to the front of the stage and they shake their junk for the kids. Yeah. But falsely accusing, says Media Matters' Ari Drennan. Falsely accusing. It's just going on everywhere, and they promote it as a good thing. And then they say, "We're not doing that." By the way, drag queen story time at noon in the library. "We're not doing that. We're not grooming kids. There's no evidence. Stop falsely accusing us. By the way, bring your 3-year-old to drag queen story time for kids in the library tonight. Mrs. Kitty Litter is going to be there. Fish Crotch is going to read Snow White. Yeah, drag queen Fish Crotch. We're not grooming your kids, though." And so now there's pushback in Sydney, where they put up all these billboards in public in downtown with men in gimp outfits and a teddy bear mask. And they had this giant mural of rainbow wings. Ladies and gentlemen, I kid you not, in public, rainbow wings made out of a assortment of male genitalia, meant for you to go stand, a kid to go stand and take a picture like it's wings, and then you've got a bunch of, you got a bunch of dicks for kids. And they're mad because this is the pushback. They're finally getting the pushback that they never thought they'd get. They thought they could call you a racist, a homophobe, a transphobe, and then never get any pushback. And so in Sydney, roll the clip for me, guys. In Sydney, groups are now going out and painting over all of this propaganda, including the penis wings. I mean, literally, that's what they... you can't even make this up. And so they're going around, this group is painting over it so that the kids don't get groomed by this propaganda. There's your teddy bear kink for kids. Your teddy bear gimp kink for kids. And there they are painting over that so the children don't have to be propagandized. And then there was they leave signs that say "leave the kids alone." And then there was a church, a Catholic church, that had the trans gay flag and painted their stairs in the rainbow flag because they love Jesus. They love Jesus. And so they came and they painted over the rainbow flag on the steps. And so this is going to become the counterculture soon enough. Of course, InfoWars with Paul Joseph Watson. Conservatism is the counterculture. We announced that. That was a decade ago? And so now it's finally starting to catch up. But they never expected this pushback, and that's why they're going so crazy. "Stop falsely accusing us of groomers. By the way, does your kid want to take a picture with the dick wings?" All right, do we have that Biden video, guys? I don't even know if I want to play it because it just
got sent to me, and nowadays you got to double check everything, but it's Joe Biden claiming a nurse whispers sweet nothings into his ear. I'm not even kidding you. This is your president. What is he, 80 now? What kind of nurses do they have over there at his Delaware beach house? This is hilarious, though. Senator Joe Manchin, Democrat, was asked if he is still a Democrat. He responded by saying, I identify as an American. Oh, well, I guess he's not a Democrat. Smart move. Smart move to abandon abandon the Democrat Party. Get off that corruption, that gravy train of corruption that loves war and fascism and censorship and medical tyranny and global government. Joe Manchin asked if he's still a Democrat. He responds by saying, I'm an American. Yeah, well, okay, that answers that then. Poll, nearly 60% of voters have less money in their pockets during Biden presidency. According to a poll from Fox News, but it's the greatest economy ever, so forget your own wallet, forget your own bank account, forget your own budget, forget your own bills. It's the greatest economy ever, Jack. Billionaire investment guru Warren Buffett issues stark inflation warning. Fiscal deficits have consequences. So do recessions after rate rose to 5.4% and Wall Street saw its worst week of 2023. And you say, oh, well, Warren Buffett is a bad guy. He's a bad guy. Well, maybe so, but he's telling you the truth. Yeah, he's a rich fat cat. But he's like, hey, I'm losing money in this tough economy. Jordan Poyer is a Buffalo Bills safety, one of the better safeties in the NFL. He's going to be a free agent, and he's always been an American patriot. He was asked about free agency. He plays for the Buffalo Bills in New York. He said, I would love a state that doesn't take half my money. I'd love a state that doesn't take half my money. What do you think? He ends up Miami, Tampa Bay, Jacksonville, Dallas. I'm guessing he's not going to end up in New York or California or Illinois. All right, do we have the Biden video, guys? Or all right, this is just nuts. Here's Joe Biden apparently talking about a nurse whispering sweet nothings into his ear.
Military. She'd come in and do things that I don't think you learn in medical school, nursing school. She'd whisper in my ear. I couldn't understand her. She'd whisper, she'd lean down. He'd actually breathe on me to make sure that there was a connection, a human connection. She even went home and brought back her pillow.
I hope that's fake, but I don't think it is. Because even the AI can't replicate a Joe Biden stutter. Even the AI can't properly replicate a Joe Biden fumble like that. All right, well, there you go. If you had Joe Biden talks about a nurse whispering sweet nothings in his ear on your bingo card today, you get to check that one off. All right. Christy Lee's going to be hosting the War Room for me. I'll have a message at the beginning of the segment for the audience. But that does it for the Alex Jones Show. Remember to support us at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll see you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.